WGN, Steve Dale here, 10 minutes after 12 noon. Jason Lesnovich is the Director of Cultural Tourism for the City of Chicago. Jason, I want to do things. I might have to wear 17 layers to do them, but I know you have some ideas of some things we can do in Chicago.
Absolutely. There's always great things to do. While you're all bundled up, you know, head over to Winterland at Gallagher Way. This is their new winter activity event inside Wrigley Field. It's a wonderful activities for families, rides, ice rink, ice bumper cars, games, of course, food and drink. It's a great event inside Wrigley Field, and just being in the fields, a really fun aspect out on the grass. So it's a great, great event.
How much does that cost?
I believe it's $5 to get in.
That's it.
And then, you know, but then you buy tickets for the rides and drinks and other things like that.
I see.
Entry is really, really affordable. And then it depends on what you want to do inside. And then, of course, the Chris Kindle Market, the Gallagher Way version, is right outside in Gallagher Way. So it's a great destination for the holidays this year.
So if I look outside my window and I squint a lot, I could probably see the other holiday market in Chicago, right? Downtown.
Yeah, the main Chris Kindle Market is right in Daly Plaza, right outside City Hall. You know, if you're downtown, it's just a great place to be for the market, for Macy's windows. You head into the Walnut Room. You can head over to Millennium Park to see the city's Christmas tree. Great ice skating options downtown at Millennium Park and Maggie Daly Park, which has the ribbon for your ice skating. So if you're in the loop, so many great things to do there.
Text here, 312-981-7200 is our phone number, or you can text us, as this listener did, and asking, do you need reservations to get into Wrigley Field for the activities that your guest, you, mentioned?
No, the only ones you are going to need tickets in advance are like the zoo lights, the lightscape out at Chicago Botanic Gardens, some of those lighting activities. But the activities at Wrigley Field, you can walk right up and get tickets. Similar at Light Up the Lake, if it is a little chilly for you, you know, Navy Pier has Light Up the Lake. It's an indoor, immersive, interactive light exhibition. It's a great place for kids, and they have an indoor ice rink as well, all in one space with great food and drink as well. So you do have an indoor option if it does get a little chilly this week leading up to Christmas, but lots of great options there.
So what is that Navy Pier? Is there ice skating inside Navy Pier?
There is. In their festival hall, they have a ice rink inside.
Wow.
And then they have all these different light exhibitions. Some are interactive. You can get a wand, and the kids can play with them and stomp around on some, and they light up. And so it's kind of interactive lights as well.
And how much is, I'll beat the listeners to that question. How much is, but it's a fair question. I mean, how much is that?
I want to say, and I don't have that price right in front of me, but I want to say mid-20s for Light Up the Lake.
And you do make reservations in advance for that?
You can, or, you know, it is a massive event, and you could walk right up and get tickets if you're going to Navy Pier, yes.
Now, how about zoo lights that you mentioned? Sounds wild to me.
Well, both are zoos. You know, Zoo Lights is at Lincoln Park Zoo. Mm-hmm. And I would make reservations in advance. They're doing similar timed ticketing entry. And then Brookfield Zoo has Holiday Magic. If you're closer to Brookfield Zoo, they have thousands of light displays there as well. It's called Holiday Magic there.
And there's like a million lights or something, literally something like that.
I mean, I went last year. Brookfield Zoo, you know, it's a very large zoo, and yes, I was quite impressed with the amount of light displays and lights there at the zoo.
So if you really don't like the cold weather, or you're a wuss, either which way, there are options that are totally indoors. Some are a part of Chicago at this point, like what the Goodman Theater does.
Yes, A Christmas Carol at the Goodman is definitely a holiday tradition here in Chicago. It's going to be playing until New Year's Eve on December 31st, Goodman right downtown. Another great holiday tradition in Chicago is, of course, Joffrey Ballet's Nutcracker. That's over at the Lyric Opera House now, is where the Joffrey performs. If you're down in the Hyde Park area, head over to Museum of Science and Industry and check out their Christmas Around the World display. I forget how many hundreds of trees they have decorated, but that's a great display. And of course, great museum for kids if you're bringing the family.
Wow, I had forgotten. I'm so glad you mentioned that. I grew up going there, I think, almost every year as a kid to see that display, Christmas Around the World. It's nice to know that it's lasted as long as I have.
Absolutely.
So that's an option that people may not have thought about because it's been around for so very many years. Is there another outdoor activity maybe that you can recommend?
You know, beyond some of the ice skating, if you're still in Hyde Park, I believe there's an ice rink right on the Midway Plaisance.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely say if you do like the lights, you know, lightscape at Chicago Botanic Garden, I know I mentioned that for any of our Northsiders or near suburban friends. Those are really the outdoor activities that are coming to mind.
But I do know this. I know that your website is amazing. I mean, I don't even know. I mean, everything you've ever wanted to do and more in Chicago, or for that matter, the suburbs, is on your website, which is?
ChooseChicago.com.
ChooseChicago.com. Jason, it is always great to talk to you. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah to you as well. And I am certain that we'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.